Hey, folks, Ben Shapiro here. Don't miss our latest episode of Daily Wire Backstage at the Ryman Auditorium. Join me, Jeremy Boring, Andrew Klavan, Michael Knowles, Matt Walsh, and Candace Owens as we discuss John Gruden getting fired from the Raiders, Southwest Airline pilots standing up to vaccine mandates, Joe Biden's economy, and whether secession is on the table. With enough laughs and insights to get you through these insane news cycles, take a listen.
Let me tell you about inflation. Inflation is all running hot, and now the Dems are pushing another massive spending plan of $3.5 trillion. So here is the deal. If you think that money grows on trees, like our government currently does, keep living in ignorance. If you're freaked out about the impact the additional spending is going to have on already high inflation, it's time to protect your savings. Now. If you have not yet reached out to Birch Gold to diversify part of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA, do it today. Text Ben to 474747. Get a free information kit on protecting your savings with gold. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, countless five-star reviews, thousands of happy customers. And this month, when you place an order with Birch Gold, you will get a signed copy of my book, How to Destroy America in 3 Easy Steps. Text Ben to 474747 to claim your free, no-obligation information kit on holding gold and silver in a tax-sheltered account. Plus, sending this text is the only way to be eligible for a signed copy of my book when you place an order. Again, text Ben to 474747 and protect your savings.
Hey, clap in 3, 2, 1! Welcome to the Daily Wire backstage live at the famous Ryman Auditorium in our new home, Nashville, Tennessee. We are so honored to get to be here. This is sacred ground, the mother church of country music. So what a Southern California Jew, two East Coast Catholic fundamentalists, a hip-hop fan from Connecticut, and whatever Andrew Klavan is are doing here, I have no idea. But here we are. Today's show is sponsored by our friends over at ExpressVPN. Don't let big tech track what you do. Anonymize your web browsing over at expressvpn.com/backstage. All right. First thing we want to do is apologize to anyone who wasn't able to make it. Were you all able to get here? I mean, how bad was the travel situation out there? Listen, it's absolutely normal that there would be certain weather conditions that only affect very particular airlines. Mm-hmm. Ben, was that your people?
We really only go after JetBlue.
It's been almost a year since the election was stolen. No. Stolen by our huge election night announcements. You guys have to let me finish this. It was on election night that we announced that Candace was joining the Daily Wire. Yeah. We also announced that we were moving into entertainment. And that we were hiring our first investigative journalists. It's kind of you, but nobody claps for investigative journalism. In addition to our normal tomfoolery tonight, we're hoping to bring you what we think you'll agree are some pretty exciting announcements and updates on those announcements that we made a year ago. We've had time to make good on our promises, and we're going to be filling you in throughout tonight's broadcast. But first, if you're not a DailyWire.com subscriber, what are you waiting for? You need to head over to dailywire.com/subscribe and join right now. The left is on the march. The culture is in collapse. Frankly, we need your help to fight the bastards and try to save the future. Head over to dailywire.com/subscribe and get in the fight with us. All right. What are we going to talk about? I've got one. I actually, talking about some of our friends who wanted to be here today and couldn't join us because of what's going on at Southwest Airlines, I actually think that story took an interesting turn today when Southwest said, oh no, it's not the weather, it's Joe Biden. Which I know came as quite a surprise to everyone. None of us knew what was really going on. But it's pretty remarkable to me how quickly the Biden administration's policies are bringing ruin, not only to our individual liberties with mandates, vaccine mandates, mask mandates, but also to the economy. I mean, the news is terrible, Ben.
It's unbelievable. I mean, if you look at the economic report from last month, 194,000 jobs gains, nearly as many illegal immigrants entered the country as we gained jobs during that month. Those are the actual stats. And that is solely and completely due to the incompetence of the Biden administration. There really are no other extraneous forces that can explain all of this. Because the fact is that when our houseplant president was elected, he promised that we were going to not shut down the economy, not shut down the country, we were going to shut down the virus. And he'd been handed basically what I thought was an almost unbeatable hand, right? We were coming out of a bad period with the virus. We had a vaccine that worked. We had a distribution plan. We were going to just allow the economy to go back to its normal state because it was essentially put in an artificial coma last year. And Joe Biden has decided that he is going to tell the unvaxxed that they cannot work, tell the vaxxed that they should not work, and tell everybody we will pay them not to work. And then nobody works. And then he's wondering why exactly there are slowdowns and why exactly flights aren't going anywhere and why there are bottlenecks at in the shipping supply. And now he's got the White House saying that there are going to be shortages for Christmas. So he has morphed from Santa Claus into the Grinch in a little under a year. It's pretty impressive.
But, you know, the thing that's important here, look, I'm really glad that Southwest is coming out now and saying, no, please, we hate mandates. We hate Joe Biden. Don't yell at us. But the fact is, Joe Biden actually did not make them do that.
That's right.
Yeah. Joe Biden, he came out there, he said, I'm going to have the Occupational Safety and Health Administration enforce this thing on the companies. But you know what the companies can do? You know what they can say? Let's go, Brandon. They can say, let's go, Brandon. We're not going to do it. That's what we did. That's what we did. It worked out fine.
And by the way, it was all a charade because Joe Biden still has not issued regulation from OSHA.
He just put that out there to give cover
to all these corporations. Yeah. That's all.
It's a press release. It's a press release that people have been afraid of, that we stood up to them. We'd like to be heroic, but we stood up to a press release. We're not that impressive.
In fairness, we stood up to it with a press release of our own.
That's true. And what a press release.
You've got to fight fire with fire.
This shows the heroism of those pilots, first of all.
You know,
This is what shows when you say no. This is the power that exists in simply saying no, that they caused Southwest to back down. You can get a win if you actually say no. That's what we learned from this.
Well, that's also what we're learning from what's happening in Sydney, Australia right now. The people basically, I've been calling for it for years, we need a national day of no. And our cousins over in Australia, especially truck drivers and others, said, no, we're not going to allow you to segregate our culture on the basis of who is and who isn't vaccinated. If the premise is that the vaccines work, then the vaccinated have nothing to fear from the unvaccinated. Let people get back to their lives. And now for the first time in like 18 months, people in Sydney, Australia are almost free, which is better than you can say for anybody in Canada at the moment, or in LA.
Or California.
Or in California, yeah.
Well, I mean, it was kind of ironic that Australia began as a state for prisoners and almost ended as a prison state. They came full circle there.
Listen, I just got back from New York. I got back from New York, and people still are terrified. They actually check your vaccination card in restaurants. When I landed here in Nashville, when I walked out, I was like, thank God I am in the free state of Tennessee. It was like being in two different countries.
It's true, because I recently went to New York and I felt the exact same way. It's migrated. Now it's mutated to a psychosis, COVID-19, and they don't know, they get scared when they see people's faces outside of a mask. They don't know how to react to seeing a human face.
Yep.
Because they've been living under that for so long. But there's also something that's interesting is that there's something circular happening, and I've been talking about this on my show, where it's the government is forcing small businesses in New York City to check vax cards, unless you're going to be fine, you're going to get in trouble if you don't do this, right? And of course, years will go by and you realize this is really wrong, this is discriminatory, it's not okay. It's akin to medical Jim Crow. It was the government that was forcing white business owners to not allow black people in. But then when we look back, the government's not gonna pay for it. They're gonna look back, they're gonna say these hideous, awful, racist, like they did in the Jim Crow era, hideous, awful people that were listening to medical tyranny and didn't let people into their stores. The government never has to face any consequence. I think that that's what people are so frustrated about. It's like there's going to be no consequence for the Democrats and the Biden administration for forcing these horrible mandates and forcing people to treat one another in the way that they're treating one another.
Yeah. But do you notice, I'm noticing that the powers that be are starting to waffle a little bit. So, and you see this even up to and including the exalted Dr. Fauci, peace be upon him, the most powerful politician, the most powerful one. But I know, I agree. Because he goes on TV, he already canceled Christmas last year. He goes on TV, he was asked, can we please, this was on CNN, I think, can we please have Christmas this year? Can we please let us have Christmas, Dr. Fauci? And what does he say?
It's a little too soon to tell. Dana.
So he says that, right? He says, maybe I'm going to cancel Christmas again. And then the people say, I don't think so, Dr. Fauci. And then a few days later, what's he say?
I never said we were going to cancel Christmas. What are you talking about?
So I think if the people stand up and they actually say, we're just not doing this anymore, the ruling class only has so much power.
Can I also say, just a quick note about Christmas, because I've actually gotten some emails from people saying, well, my family member, sister, brother, whatever, is not sure still about getting together for Christmas, is waiting for the word from Fauci. I would say at this point, if your family member is still waiting for Fauci to give them permission to leave their house, just it might be time to cut that off. And cut that relationship off, I think.
What I know. What is amazing is that the suffering that we're seeing is at this point entirely self-imposed. It really is.
Oh, yeah.
And when you look at the polls, what you see is that the vaxxed are more afraid than the unvaxxed. The unvaxxed are unvaxxed by choice at this point. So they're not afraid. And the vaxxed are sitting in their houses deeply afraid. And the vaxxed are predominantly, and the vaxxed and afraid are predominantly located in blue states. And that's having a massive economic impact in those states. So reality is creating a bit of a feedback loop here. And I really believe that this is why Biden must blame a huge percentage of the American population for his own failings. Joe Biden came in and he said, I have a magic button right here. Watch, I'm gonna hit this magic button. And then he tried to hit the magic button and his arm locked. But then after that, he tried to hit the magic button again. And when he tried to hit that magic button, nothing happened because he had lied to people. He had told them that when he hit the magic button, everything was going to go back to normal. But also he was going to tell you to stay in your house. When they say right now that the pandemic is a pandemic of the unvaxxed, fair enough. But the economic slowdown is an economic slowdown of the blue states. If you look at the 10 states and 9 states plus D.C. that have the highest unemployment rates, all are blue. All are blue. And if you look at the 23 states that have the lowest unemployment rates, 17 of the 23 are red, another 4 are purple, only 2 are blue. Okay, there's a reason for that, and that is because the entire mentality in the blue states is government is going to save us. Government is going to take care of us. Government is going to pay all of our bills. Government is going to protect us from the virus. And that's why there's almost this religious sensibility about the masking. If we just do what the government says, if we just do what they say, the virus will not touch us. And that's also why you see such glee when somebody follows all the rules, but they don't trust the government, and then they get COVID. They get a breakthrough case, right? Brett Kavanaugh gets vaxxed. He gets COVID. They're like, well, Brett Kavanaugh deserved it. That was the god of COVID coming for him. It's like, he did all the right things.
I find the irrationality a little bit frightening. When you make any kind of an argument online, a logical argument, rational argument, historical argument, they come back at you with Trump, Trump, Trump. They sound like the Oompa Loompas in the chocolate factory.
Yeah.
Trump, 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 Trump. And you think like, well,